Gary Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, I noticed in the news the other day something that was fascinating called the Google-powered hacking. Something about the cult of the dead cow. What is this?
Well, the cult of the dead cow is a group of hackers that are allegedly white hat or good guy hackers, but they've got a history of releasing tools that make it very easy for the bad guys to exploit things. One of the first things they released was a program that ended up getting used as a Trojan that would allow people to remotely take over other people's computers. So most people tend to call them gray hats. They're not quite evil, but they're not your upstanding citizens necessarily either.
Do they understand that they're creating problems as they try to create solutions?
Well, they do. Their philosophy is that by bringing to light the problems that people are better able to defend themselves. But at the same time, as people being able to better defend themselves, if they had the technical skills to, they make it a lot easier for the script kiddies and less skilled hackers to do bad stuff. And that's an ongoing debate in the security industry. Most of that debate comes in full disclosure, which is could be considered a type of full disclosure. But with the Google one, Google is pretty interesting in its search capabilities. If you understand the search language, you can find all kinds of things on the internet. And people that use Google Desktop, depending on how it's configured and the version on all that, disclose a ton of information that's on their computers. And with that information disclosed, if you know how to search for it, you can find things like administrator passwords and such. So Cult of the Dead Cow built a tool so you don't have to be so smart. You don't have to know the complex syntax of the Google search to effectively find things that would otherwise be fairly difficult for your average user to find. They can just plug in the stuff they're looking for, and the tool does it all for them. It creates the Google search for them, if you will.
Wow. Wow. So this is in the hands of generally, what, young hackers that are just getting started? Or, I mean, would this predominantly be, you know, kids? Or are we talking about relatively sophisticated cyber criminals?
Everyone. Absolutely everyone. You're definitely going to see this, or you might not see it, but it will be used by people that want to exploit websites to infect them so that visitors that go there end up downloading and installing bots on their computers. It's definitely going to be used for that.
Hmm. So, I mean, this is something that you can actually go to a site on the web and download right now, the Gulag scanner?
Right, exactly. And in the hands of bad people that aren't necessarily very sophisticated, it becomes a pretty powerful weapon. So we'll see this used not only against major websites, because we've seen in the past that the bad guys want to exploit the websites that people trust so that they can infect visitors to those websites that have their guard down. But also, it's going to be used to exploit standard users' computers to host malicious content. So there might be an exploit on a website, but if they actually host the bad file, a virus scanner might find it. But what they'll do is they'll link to someone else's computer that's hosting it. And the reason that the other computer is hosting the malicious software is this tool found a vulnerability or a password or some such item of use so that they could hack into another person's computer as well.
Hmm. Wow. That's amazing. I read under the same sort of category here of botnet, using botnets, I guess this is a minor. They didn't reveal who he was exactly, but a youthful botnet hacker, they call him, infected the Defense Information Security Agency using a botnet army that I guess he gained access to hundreds of thousands of government computers. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah. Some of the infected computers belong to the Sandia National Laboratories, and this guy worked in conjunction with a young man by the name of Anchetta, who actually, James Anchetta was actually arrested. He caused serious damage to a lot of computers with his botnets, including computers belonging to hospitals in the Pacific Northwest. And he's, I think, in jail for 8 years as a result of that. And this guy was one of his associates. So I think a lot of the kids don't understand the repercussions of their actions and perhaps wouldn't care even if they did, because these people were making some serious money off of the use of the botnets.
Yeah, in this case, he was literally demanding payment from the Internet advertising companies where he'd used their adware for fraudulent installation and then went back and said, okay, pay me the money or you'll be identified as somebody who's, breaking in or at least utilizing your adware inside the DISA. So this is one of those reasons why, among many, that you don't want your computer to be part of a botnet, because ultimately, had there implications that involve national security as well as, your own particular computer and the ability to give up the private information. So it's pretty scary that someone who is a minor would be able to get into this. We've heard a lot about professional criminals. This is the first time I've heard of an ordinary kid getting involved in this whole process.
And actually, about a month ago almost, at the Anti-Spyware Coalition public meeting in Washington, D.C., one of the speakers was talking about how they forensically tracked down some of the people perpetrating the crimes, and that a lot of the people with these botnets and phishing, especially phishing attacks, are as young as 12 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was saying, a lot of these guys are pretty easy to find because they're not very sophisticated and they're pretty boastful. So they leave trails everywhere, and you can find them and find their MySpace profiles where they've got their picture up and all kinds of information. But some of these young kids are very skilled. And he contends that in 5 or 6 years, when these people have dramatically increased their skills, it's going to be a very, very significant problem.
Wow. Well, once again, all the more reason for us to be vigilant about our machines and prevent them from being part of a botnet. Well, if people have more questions about this whole issue, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific. Thanks very much. And again, this has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.